Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we are going to talk about images, our clairvoyancy, and particularly when we get an image and we want to state what the image is from spirit and then assign our conscious mind interpretations to it. Now, I'm recording this podcast because, as you know, I do these podcasts based on my real life as a professional psychic medium teacher, really. A lot of my lessons or podcasts are driven by the circles I run and the classes I teach. And last night, and this episode is no different, last night we had a beautiful student demonstration. Well, it wasn't announced to the public officially, but my advanced students had class last night, and 1 hour out of their 2 hour class was a demonstration that they were giving. And so I invited people on my email list to join. So we had about 25 in the Zoom room, which is a great number. A lot of these students of mine, which I'm super proud of, are entering the public view. They're entering the public with their mediumship. And they are renting facilities, hosting their own demonstrations with probably about venues that seat 20 or less. So a group of 25 last night was superb. It was perfect. And what I noticed in the demonstration last night was at least I have four mediums demonstrate, right? At least three, I can't remember if the fourth one did or not. Three of my four mediums gave an image and then they broke from the blend, went to the conscious mind and vagued it down, or they interpreted it with their conscious mind. So what this looks like, listeners, and I'm sure if you've watched mediums work or if you're a developing medium, you know, what this looks like, this example, working with images and bringing the conscious mind into play, it looks like the medium receiving an image from spirit, they're in the blend, and then there's almost like this exhale of energy, a pull away from the blend, where you feel the heaviness of the mind and you can see it in the medium's body language. You can see them kind of pull out of the blend, out of that energy around them, which is the soul of the spirit person, the spirit, right? And then they, in that drop down of energy, they will then give examples of what the image could mean. And what it sounds like, some examples are, so he's showing me, I just see these limbs rock climbing, and you know, this means that he rock climbed, or maybe he did outdoor activity, or he's just an outdoor person. Okay, that's one example, listeners. Another example is he is showing me binoculars. Okay, so this means he had binoculars, or he just loved to watch things. Maybe he was a hunter, right? Another example, let's bring in a female spirit here example. An example would be, she's shown me a muffin pan, right? So she baked muffins, or she loved to bake, or, you know, she loved cupcakes. And so what's happening, listeners, with these examples, and again, you can feel the change in energy when the medium gives this image and then they break away and then their mind starts working through it and they're thinking consciously, giving examples of what this image means. So you can see it in the energy. You can even honestly hear it in the tone of the voice of the medium. And you just know that when they're listing understandings of this image from spirit, that it's not from spirit. And so what blows my mind, though, is that they know what they're doing. We know when we do this, right? We know when we are not letting spirit finish that thought about the image. But we do it anyway in dims. Now, before I get into why we do this, even though we know we shouldn't, I'm going to explain to you how to fix it real quick. Just go back and listen to my episode about Claire conjunctions. It's very simple. When you speak and he's showing me binoculars, and I know with these binoculars it means, your voice is carrying this flow with its consistent sentence it's speaking, using those Claire conjunctions, and I know, and comma, and. And as you're doing this, when the voice is continually speaking, you are in that blend, that flow can be continuous of the spirit person's thoughts. But you are aware that you're continuing the spirit person's thought because you know to use the conjunctions. And there is no breakaway from the energy. And, you know, when the medium says, and he's showing me, the spirit person is showing me binoculars, you can literally see almost like exhales, the body pulling away. And there's this, okay, so this must mean, there's almost like they give two different sentences or they chop it up and they don't continually speak with those conjunctions through the image. So that's how you fix this. But why is this happening when my mediums know it? I've taught them the conjunctions. I've seen them work giving the whole thought from spirit where they actually get the knowing or feeling of the image, okay? Why is it happening? Why did it happen so much last night, right? And I think it's nerves, right? It's simple. I want to emphasize the damage that nerves can do when we are working in front of a group. Now, the mediums last night, my students, they each brought two contacts. And I do think there's truth to you get warmed up with the first contact and the second one is much smoother. But again, I think that when we go to bring that second contact, if we get in our minds or we open up to feeling those nerves, the second contact can be not so strong as well. I think it has to do with nerves. And the way that you work through nerves in front of a crowd, if you really struggle with this, right? Is you have to understand that what's causing the nervousness. There's a few things that cause nervousness, right? In front of a crowd. We're afraid we will be judged. We're afraid we will be criticized. We are afraid that we will be wrong. I don't think the fear is necessarily landing the contact if your nerves are persistent and you've gotten some experience down. There's something deeper going on there. For me, I absolutely know that when I work in circle around my peers, and we always read in front of each other, we never do breakout rooms. With the current circle I'm in, even when I was in class and mentorship, I was always afraid that I wasn't going to be good enough. Like my mediumship was going to make me fall behind. Like I would be judged and given a big old F for fail. And that, you know, it's never there when I demonstrate with the public or when I work with my students, but it's always among my colleagues, which is very interesting. And there's truth to that. And so I have dove into this in my past. So if you, you know, have this tendency to really stray from the mediumship you've been taught, like the images and breaking away, and and you are not pulling through in your mediumship like you know you can with clients, and this group dynamic is really throwing you for a loop, I ask you to ask yourself, what is making me so nervous here? I think for my mediums last night, some of them were nervous. And so I want them, I need them to dive into why they're so nervous in front of a crowd. They've got to understand it because they do want to go on working with the public. And you need to understand the nerves. And the other reason I think we don't complete the thoughts with spirit and we present in these dims with very choppy, short mediumship is we fall back into the comfortable energy movement of our minds, which is quick, it's fast, it's short, it's don't say a lot. We kind of, I don't think we're in the blend that much. Because if we were, I don't think we would only give three or four words with what spirit is giving us. I think when we're relaxed, we can open up to more information coming through with spirit in that blend. And again, that goes back to nerves, right? But also there is and I touched on this in my podcast, how time works in the spirit world, I think. But we have this thing that we do when we are receiving from spirit where our mind wants to move at a certain pace, and then the blend with spirit, the soul communication, the blend is trying to keep us at a certain pace. And the trick is to align those two, to get them to move at the same miles per hour. And how that feels is very pegged in, grounded, connected. It almost feels like, well, it feels more like you're one with this energy of spirit. But when we go to the mind and we want to be quick and fast and move and just give an image and then assign meanings and pull away from the blend, we're in a very short, fast movement forward. It reminds me of scrolling on your phone and the finger going up. Like, that's the energy. That's how it feels in the mind. We are programming ourselves in our daily life to be quick, 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 quick. And that's how our mind is naturally going into that pattern when we're blended with spirit to give that relationship, that relayment to the client in that way. It's how we speak. It's how our attention is. It's our visual patterns. It's the social media. It's our devices. It's all of it. And this is why I think sometimes we can fall into this, I feel a little bit with spirit, I'm there, okay, and now let me move on with energy, okay, and let me pull out of the blend, okay, okay, and these quick little, I'm in with spirit, I'm out, I'm in and out, I'm out. Or let me just say this, I'm in the blend and I'm rising to the surface away from it, okay, I'm back down deep, going up to the surface, back down deep. When in reality, a good blend, speaking with those conjunctions, not letting the nerves getting to you, releasing that I call it ADD of the mind, releasing that ADD of the medium mind. That's what I'm going to call it. Releasing that, we really are in the depth of the pool of the blend, the depth of the ocean. And I think that there's something to be said about all this. So when you go to DIM, ask yourself, what makes me nervous about being in front of a crowd? Study that. Do what you need to do to understand it. I can't go there. I'm not qualified to help you understand your past. But I know I dove into mine and I did get answers and understanding, okay? In the physical world and in the spirit world, they brought me that. And then also, you know, ask yourself, do I need to keep speaking through these images? Is my mind taking control of it? And all it takes, listeners, is just to be comfortable working through things in front of an audience. Speak. Speaking is your superpower. Remember, if you're nervous, speak. The voice calms the nerves. Have you noticed that? If you're in front of the crowd, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm new to demonstrating. Thank you for joining me in my space. I'm going to speak a little bit. It helps me get into this blend better with spirit. I am going to take my time here in the beginning with Spirit to make sure we get great clarity and great connection and understand who we have. And as you're speaking this to the crowd listeners, the heartbeat is calming. The mind is carrying these thoughts to the crowd. You're shifting into that relaxed alternate state of mediumship in the mind, the awareness, the focus, the numbness, the clean slate, zombie mind. You're also working on your breathing. You are giving long fluid sentences. You're relaxing into that space where Spirit greets you, that expansion. And then you're setting yourself up to bring a good contact and to hopefully cancel out the get an image from Spirit, pull away up to the shallow submersion of the water, the blend of Spirit, and a mind assigning different meanings. So I hope this helps listeners in some way, shape, or form. Until next time, bye-bye.